Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another in the series of Read the Word. We're glad to have you with us every morning. I think we're having a great time going through God's holy word. Amen. And if you've missed any days, make sure you let me know, and I'll help you get them. Naturally, they're on my Facebook page, but also they're in Blog Talk Radio, where you can actually listen to the audio of it. And just click a link, and you'll be able to go right there, and it'll be a blessing to you, and we welcome you to that. Drop us a line, hgpreacherman@gmail.com, so we can be a blessing to you any way we can. If you got a prayer request, make sure you send that also. Here we go. Let's pray our opening prayer. You can find it right in the notes section of each of these programs. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height. I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Here we go. Exodus chapter 16. Off into the wilderness, going from slaves to meeting God face to face. And they journeyed from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month, after they departed from the land of Egypt. Then the whole congregation of the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said to them, "Oh, that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the pots of meat and when we ate bread to the full. For you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Watch God wipe out the whole nation, and you're going to say God's going to starve you to death. Verse 4, "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain quota every day, that I may test them, whether they will walk in my law or not. And it shall be on the sixth day that they shall prepare what they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily.' Then Moses said to Aaron, 'To all the children of Israel, at evening you shall know that the Lord has brought you out of the land of Egypt.'" As if it wasn't already the case. Verse 7, "In the morning you shall see the glory of the Lord, for he hears your complaints against the Lord. But what are we that you complain against us?" Moses said, "This shall be seen when the Lord gives you meat to eat in the evening and in the morning, bread to the full." I like that. "For the Lord hears your complaints which you make against him." Twice he said that. "And what are we? Your complaints are not against us." Verse 9, "Say to all your children of Israel, 'Come near before the Lord, for he has heard your complaints.' Now it came to pass, as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 'I have heard the complaints of the children of Israel. Speak to them, saying, at twilight, you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God. So it was that quails came up at evening and covered the camp. And in the morning, the dew lay all around the camp. And when the layer of dew lifted, there on the surface of the wilderness was a small round substance as fine as frost on the ground. So when the children of Israel saw it, they said to one another, "What is it?" For they did not know what it was. Moses said to them, "This is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat." Isn't that something? Raining bread on them from heaven. I love it. 16. This is the thing which the Lord has commanded. Let every man gather it according to each one's need. One omer for each person, according to the number of persons. Let every man take for those who are in his tent. The children of Israel did so and gathered some more, some less. So when they measured it by omers, he who gathered much had nothing left over, and he who gathered little had no lack. Every man gathered according to each one's need. And that's something that it multiplied right there in their gathering device. Moses said, let no one leave any of it till morning. Notwithstanding, they did not heed Moses, but some of them left part of it until morning, and it bred worms and stank. And Moses was angry with them. So they gathered it every morning, every man according to his need. And when the sun became hot, it melted. And so it was on the sixth day, they gathered twice as much bread, two omers for each one. And all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. He said to them, "This is what the Lord has said. Tomorrow is the Sabbath. Rest, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. Bake what you will bake today. Boil what you will boil. And lay up for yourselves all the remains to be kept until morning." So they baked it and they boiled it. So they laid it up till morning, and Moses commanded, and it did not stink, nor were there any worms in it. Wouldn't that be, you got an extra omer, and you're like, "Oh, I got this, man." And the midnight snack, and you open up, and it's like, ugh. All right, here we go. 25, Moses said, "Eat today, for today, a Sabbath of the Lord. Today you will not find it in the field. 6 days shall you gather it, but the seventh day, the Sabbath, there will be none." Now it happened that some of the people went out on the Sabbath to gather, but they found none. The Lord said to Moses, "How long do you refuse to keep my commandments and my laws? For the Lord has given you the Sabbath. Therefore he gives you on the sixth day bread for 2 days. Let every man remain in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day." So the people rested on the seventh day. And the house of Israel called its name manna. And it was like white coriander seed. And the taste of it was like wafers made with honey. And they boiled it and baked it. Interesting. 32, then Moses said, "This is the thing which the Lord has commanded. Fill an omer with it to be kept for your generations, that they may see the bread with which I fed you in the wilderness when I brought you out of the land of Egypt." Moses said to Aaron, "Take a pot and put an omer of manna in it. Lay it up before the Lord to be kept for your generations." As the Lord commanded Moses, so Aaron laid it up before the testimony to be kept. And the children of Israel ate manna 40 years until they came to an inhabited land. They ate manna until they came to the border of Canaan. Now an ophah is one-tenth of an ephah. Chapter 17. Here comes the next miracle. These people had more miracles than anybody. But God loves to perform miracles for his kids, so ask him for something. Verse 1, all the congregation of the children of Israel set out on their journey from the wilderness of Sin, according to the commandment of the Lord, and camped in Rephidim. But there was no water for the people to drink. Like, no water for millions to drink. That's a lot of water. Therefore, the people contended with Moses and said, "Give us water that we may drink." Moses said to them, "Why do you contend with me? And why do you tempt the Lord?" You know, it was just as easy to say, "Father, we need water." And the people thirsted for water, and the people complained against Moses. "Why is it you've brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst?" Moses cried out to the Lord, "What shall I do with this people? They are always almost ready to stone me." And the Lord said to Moses, "Go on before the people and take with you some of the elders of Israel. Also take in your hand your rod with which you struck the river and go. Behold, I will stand before you there on the rock in Horeb, and you shall strike the rock, and water will come out of it, and that the people may drink." And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. So he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah, because of the contention of the children of Israel, and because they tempted the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord not among us?" After every miracle, don't complain, no matter what it looks like. Verse 8, Amalek came and fought with Israel at Rephidim. Moses said to Joshua, "Choose us some men and go out with fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand." So Joshua did as Moses said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And so it was when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he left down his hands, Amalek prevailed. Moses' hands became heavy. So they took a stone and put it under him. And he sat on it. And Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. So Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Write this for a memorial in the book and recount it in the hearing of Joshua, that I will utterly blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven." And Moses built an altar and called its name, "The Lord is my banner, Jehovah Nissi." For he said, "Because the Lord has sworn, the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation." My. Think about this now. They were slaves in Egypt and immediately became warriors. From a warrior to a slave. That's amazing. That is amazing. Here we go, 18. Jethro's advice. And Jethro, the priest of Midian, Moses' father-in-law, heard of all that God had done for Moses and for Israel, his people, that the Lord had brought Israel out of Egypt. Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took Zipporah, Moses' wife, after Moses had sent her back, with her two sons, of whom the name was of one was Gershom. He said, "I've been a stranger in a foreign land." And the name of the other was Eliezer, for he said, "The God of my father was my help and delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh." Verse 5, Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, came with his sons and his wife to Moses in the wilderness, where he was encamped at the mountain of God. Now, he had said to Moses, "I, your father-in-law Jethro, am coming to you with your wife and her two sons with her." So Moses went out to meet his father-in-law, bowed down and kissed him. And they asked each other about their well-being. And they went into the tent. And Moses told his father-in-law, all that the Lord had done to Pharaoh and to the Egyptians for Israel's sake, all the hardship that had come upon them on the way, and how the Lord had delivered them. Jethro rejoiced for all the good which the Lord had done for Israel, whom he had delivered out of the hand of the Egyptians. Verse 10, Jethro said, "Blessed be the Lord, has delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, out of the hand of Pharaoh, who has delivered the people from under the hand of the Egyptians. Now I know that the Lord is greater than all the gods. For in the very thing in which they behaved proudly, he was above them." That's cool. Then Jethro's mother, father, Moses' father-in-law, took a burnt offering, other sacrifices to offer to God. And Aaron came with all the elders of Israel to eat bread with Moses' father-in-law before God. And so it was on the next day that Moses sat to judge the people, and the people stood before Moses from morning until evening. So when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did for the people, he said, "What is this thing that you are doing for the people? Why do you alone sit and all the people stand before you from morning until evening?" Verse 15, Moses said to his father-in-law, "Because the people come to me to inquire of God. When they have a difficulty, they come to me, and I judge between one and another, and I make known the statutes of God and his law." So Moses' father-in-law said to him, "The thing which you do is not good. Both you and these people who are with you will surely wear yourselves out. For this thing is too much for you, and you are not able to perform it by yourself. Listen now to my voice, and I will give you counsel, and God will be with you. Stand before God for the people, so that you may bring the difficulties to God." Verse 20, "And you shall teach them the statutes and the laws, and show them the way in which they must walk, and the work that they must do." Pretty powerful statement. Verse 21, "Moreover, you shall select from all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of ten. And let them judge the people at all times, that every great matter they shall bring to you. But every small matter they themselves shall judge, so it will be easier for you, for they will bear the burden with you. If you do this thing, and God so commands you, then you will be able to endure, and all this people will also go to their place in peace." Moses heeded the voice of his father-in-law and did all that he had said. Moses chose able men out of Israel, made them heads over the people, rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, rulers of ten. So they judged the people at all times. The hard cases they brought to Moses, but they judged every small case themselves. Then Moses let his father-in-law depart, and he went his own way to his land. Wow. 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 Now, we're going to notice this all the way through the book of Exodus. And then, of course, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy is them in the wilderness. And you're going to notice the children of Israel complain all the time. And literally, that complaining keeps them from being able to get in, causes them to go against God. I encourage you. You might say, "Pastor, I got some bad stuff happening." That's why you need a pastor. So you can go to the elders of the church. They'll anoint you with oil and pray over you. You might not be a part of a church. Text me, email me, and I'll help you find a good church, or come and join us at the Community of Faith. Because all of the gifts of God are working in this gathering of believers, this ecclesia, the community of faith. And we will be a blessing to you no matter what. If you got a prayer request, share it with us. We'll get the whole body joined together on it. And you and I will see God perform a miracle for you. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, as we always do, we pray the prayer of salvation. Just in case there's somebody with us tonight that may not know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. It's the first step in becoming a believer and walking with God every day. Pray this with me tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every
day. And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Put your hands out and just say, and I receive you into my life.
And I receive you into my life.
Right now, right today. Now. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God.
Understand the Word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life. As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen to the family of God. And that prayer, God through the Holy Spirit and Jesus came and lived on the inside of you just like that. You're now the dwelling place. And that rush of blessing and strength you feel, it's the presence of God and Jesus on the inside of you. That's not weird. That's God. He now lives in you. And he's going to help you walk with him every day. Send me an email and say, Pastor, I have salvation today. I'm a believer. hgpreacherman@gmail.com. And we'll be a blessing to you and receive you into the body of Christ and help you walk with our God every day. You can find me on the web, www.samueljcottle.com. Just my name, Samuel J. Cottle. You can find me on YouTube, Samuel J. Cottle. You can find me on Facebook Live, on Facebook, Samuel J. Cottle, the community of faith. And we'll be a blessing however we can. Shoot us an email, send us a text, send us a note. Our physical address is P.O. Box 4315, Williston, North Dakota, 58802. That's who we are. That's what we do. And we're really glad that you are with us every day. Share this with your family and friends. Tell them all about how good God is. And any way we can be a blessing to you, we will. Till we see you again, this is what we say. Remember this. We love you.
And
God loves you. And Jesus is
Lord.
Seven playbacks. The average watch time was 48
seconds. 48
seconds?
Really?
Talk Radio, we bless you. We're glad to have you with us. Any way we can be a blessing to you, let us know. The address is right in the notes of this program. We call you blessed in Jesus' mighty name.